This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
We are so excited to be with you. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Henny. Hello. I'm pleased to meet you. Before we go on with this morning service, I want to start off by just laying a bit of a foundation for those of you that's new. We are so happy to have you, and you are so welcome. Thank you for coming and visiting with us today. It's awesome to have you here. If we had some coffee you can enjoy during the service, we would give it to you now, but the urn is still boiling, so you have to stay till after the service. So we are in a season as a church where we really felt as a leadership that God is busy building His church. And if we are not experiencing that, we are probably not close to Him. We might be building our own kingdoms on earth, which is quite a confronting thought. If we are not experiencing that we are busy building with God, then we are busy building on our own. And that's why sometimes our lives keep falling apart, our businesses keep falling apart, whatever we feel like investing our time and our effort in keeps on falling apart because we are not submitting it to Him and building with Him. So that then led us to lay down certain things and pick up certain things and especially pray into the concept of, Lord, teach me, what does it look like when I build with you? So quickly, just as a reality check, will you just close your eyes there where you are sitting this morning? And I want you to think about the concept of building with Him. In the word in the week we received the word speaking into putting our hands to the plow, moving with Jesus, being built into His plan. I want you to ask yourself and quickly reflect on your week. What did building with Jesus look like this week for you? If you reflect on your week, can you see where were you building with Jesus? Where were you building on your own? As you think about that, maybe you can consider this morning. What does it look like to build with Him this morning? Before we go on, I want you to just remain like this, and I just want to pray for us, Lord. I know that as we intend on building with you, there are things in our lives that's tripping us up, causing us to stumble, causing us to fall, causing us not to be able to follow you properly, Lord. And this morning we just come before you and we say, even those things that's in the dark, Lord, that's tripping us up this morning, we pray in Jesus' name for your revelation and your light to shine in our hearts. To reveal what we can lay down so we can follow you better, Jesus. Before the service, I felt God saying, He will be knocking this morning, and you will have the choice on whether you want to open. If you feel like just acknowledging that this morning and saying, Lord, I'm hearing the knock, and I'm opening for your word. Lord, I hear you knocking, and I'm opening this morning. Not to any earthly impartation, but impartation from your Spirit, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to read one scripture this morning that's not on the board, and I'm doing that with a specific focus in mind. I want you to listen to this because this is the perspective that I want you to keep throughout the service. It's almost like putting on a lens, saying, okay, through this lens, I'm going to evaluate and think and pray through all everything else that's going to come. Listen to the scripture in Ephesians 4, verse 14 to 16. So that we may no longer be children or infants, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, it makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. According to Scripture, we are a body busy being built up. And as we are busy being built up, we have an effect on each other that causes a love to be stirred in us and to be stirred through us. So when we prayed about this scripture, I heard God saying, while I'm busy with this, I'm calling you to be stable. I'm calling you to be steadfast. Be steadfast. Will you say with me this morning, God called me to be steadfast. God called me to be steadfast. Let's go to our scripture this morning. James 1 verse 2 to 9. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Sorry, for those of you in the Bibles, you can search it first. Belen taught you well. Like, hey, wacht, I'm not there yet. James 1. Okay, if you have James 1, just wave. If you don't have James 1, wave. Okay, we'll give you a few seconds. It is in the Bible, so if you are searching your journal, you're not going to find it. And if you are in the first half of your Bible, you will probably find it by the end of the service. Just listen for now, okay? We can check it afterwards. I will show you. It's really there. You do find James there. Did everyone find it? Okay, cool. Let's go. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. God is calling us to be steadfast. As we prayed about this morning, I saw an image of water being stirred in this community hall, and that there are some of us that's going to be healed of things this morning that we are not even speaking about. So be ready to experience God heal you of certain things, because He is the one that's calling you to be stable. He's calling you to be steadfast. He's calling you to be perfect. He's calling you to be healed. In James 1, verse 2 to 4, it says, count it all joy. Count it all joy. I don't know who of you recently went through some tests and trials and temptations, but joy and that normally don't go together. Do they? Do they for you? Because if they do already, then you don't have to listen this morning. You can just pray for the rest of us, because the rest of us need it. I don't often put joy and trial and test and temptation next to each other, but Scripture says, count it all joy. My brothers, now this brothers, don't worry, all the sisters in the house. This just refers to a community of faith, okay? So it's a spiritual family. Please don't feel left out. When you meet trials, testing and temptation of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith, look at this, the testing of your faith, not your faith, the testing of your faith, produces steadfastness. Who would like steadfastness? Okay, seven of us. The rest of you, don't worry about this scripture. You can pick up from verse 5. No, I'm just joking. The testing of your faith produces steadfastness. It produces steadfastness. It's not expected of you to produce steadfastness. How many of you have tried to produce steadfastness? Okay, it was only me. We are trying to produce steadfastness. Looking at ourselves being unstable, ill-equipped, not ready, not able to face what we are going through, and we are keeping on telling ourselves, I'll get it next time. If I just maybe pray more, maybe read scripture more, maybe speak to the right people, maybe spend time in the right circles. Scripture says, the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect. So we are going through tests to test our faith. These trials and tribulations and stuff we go through produces steadfastness. And this steadfastness have its full effect. Full effect in what? It's full effect in counting it all joy to bearing my cross. But not only that, that you may be perfect and complete. Now, if I didn't have it on the board, you would probably think I'm some form of New Age prosperity preacher, but this is scripture. That you may be perfect and complete. Complete in what way? Mature. This word, this Greek word, specifically this Greek word in scripture means mature, whole, free from bodily effect, defect, sorry, lacking in nothing. In your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And where does it start? Where does it start? Hello? Where does it start? Yes, the testing. It starts with the testing. So we are aiming at getting steadfastness, having the full effect of all joy, perfect and complete, mature, whole, free from bodily defect, lacking in nothing, without going through tests. Without going through hardship. Without going through temptation. The fact is that God intended to purify your faith in order that He can establish steadfastness in you. We want to skip. Can we just for a moment rest in God, I understand now? Because I can imagine that for some of you that felt I'm just so unstable. How do I get this right? It's an incredible burden to pick up on yourself and to try establish and to try work without allowing God to do it the way He said it's going to work. It's interesting here, it says, in verse 3, it says, for you know. For you know. So some of us, we don't know yet, and that's okay. We are trusting God for breakthrough this morning. For myself also. I need this as much as you. James 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. When wisdom is mentioned here, the direct definition of the Greek word here says the highest gift of comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I'm going to read that again. Just think about this for a moment. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. What does this wisdom look like? It is the highest gift of comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. If any of us lacks that wisdom, if any of us lack the ability and the gift of comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, he says, ask me. Lord, I do not know yet, but I'm asking. Give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom. And what does he say? Who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Give generously. Generously and without reproach here means in its simplicity. You ask and I give. I give in what way? Scripture actually, when you dissect this and you go into the definitions in the Greek, it says, without holding your past sins against you, and without thinking of the future misuse of my goodness. He gives generously when we ask, to all without reproach, and it will be given him. He gives with simplicity. He gives with simplicity. It's not complicated to him. It's not the way you ask. It's not the words you use. It's not whether you are able to convince him to give. Ask. Ask, and he gives generously this morning. Without reproach, without thinking of your previous sin or the future misuse of his goodness. Ask him. In James 1, verse 6 to 8, we're on the second last point now, and then we're going to pray. But let him ask in faith. And normally, we skip everything that we just read and felt, and the moment we see faith, we feel, this is where I miss it. Because whether you are new to following Jesus or whether you followed him for a long time, somewhere your faith was questioned. Somewhere you felt, if I just had more faith, this prayer would work. If I just had more faith, God would have saved this person. If I just had more faith, my business would make it. If I just had more faith, I would know not to be there that day. I specifically feel there's someone here that can identify with that. I should have known not to be there. God sees you. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Can you see the contrast between the two scriptures here? Count it all joy. For you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. This scripture saying, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. No doubting. Ask in faith with no doubting. Doubting here in the New King James Version speaks of wavering. Someone that's unsure and uncertain. Wavering. What is it? What do I think? What do I believe? Partly believe in God's power and partly limiting God in unbelief. Not sure. Not full of wisdom. Not full of someone that can see and comprehensively know that this is what God is busy with. But seeing with our eyes in the flesh, seeing with our eyes what's happening in our surroundings, and not being sure. God, can I trust you with this? Or can't I? Unstable. For one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven. A wave that is driven. Driven in this context speak of something that influences you from the outside. Something that is driven from the outside. Like a wave being pushed then this way and then that way. Circumstances, we all know that. We all go through things. Pressing from the outside. Tossed by the wind. Tossed by the wind in this context speaks about the uncertainty from the inside. So now from time to time you feel the outside and your circumstances driving you, inviting you into various spaces. But then some other times you feel, but the influences are not outside of me, it's from the inside. Do you feel that this morning? There's influences on the inside. Lord, I'm doubting. And while I doubt, I feel like this wave being just, I don't, you know, we reach a point in our flesh where we don't even know where this driving is coming from anymore. We can't even define anymore whether it's something that's coming from the outside or whether it's coming from the inside. What we do know is I have no control and I have no idea where I'm going. I'm doubting and I'm unstable. Double-minded. This scripture here, double-minded, it literally means double-souled. Double-souled. It doesn't mean my thoughts on do I buy Smarties or do I buy Astros? Do I wear my red top today or the blue one? It's not being double-minded as in I can't choose. It's being double-souled. My soul is not sure who am I supposed to follow now. Can you see why this brings forth unstable? Being unstable. If you do not know whether you are following Jesus or the devil, you will be unstable. If you do not know this morning whether you are following the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit this morning or your flesh, you will be unstable. And it will not be something that I just choose and then I go on with my life. It's something that I experience and that's a tear that I can't even define. I'm unstable where? In all my ways. Have you felt that? Have you felt how hard it is to keep all your relationships intact when you feel unstable? Have you felt how hard it is to stay disciplined, even in the things that you love, even in the people that you love, even in the work that you love, or in the calling that you're ministering in? Have you felt how hard it is to not let that unstable feeling infiltrate everything? Do you know what that brings forth? More unstableness. Because now it's not only in me, it's also in those around me. It's also in my workplace. Have you tried to pray from a place of being unstable? Have you tried to read scripture from a place of being unstable? Have you tried to call for help from a place of being unstable? And where did it start? By the testing and the temptation and the trials meant to produce steadfastness. I felt before we started praying to end off with the last point today. Faith. Why? Because for some reason, we can believe and understand that we have no good things in and of ourselves, but we kind of feel faith is the one thing that we have to kind of have. You kind of have to have faith. If faith is the one thing that's being tested, then I'm probably going to be tested and I'm going to be found wanting. Faith within this context, listen to this. Faith within this context specifically refers to the following. Listen to how it's defined. A belief, a trust, generally of the leaning of the entire human personality upon God. Or the Messiah in absolute trust and confidence in His power, His wisdom, and His goodness. A leaning of the entire human personality upon God. Have you tried to lean on God and know that that is what faith is? When I think about leaning, I almost see a wife just sitting next to her husband, just resting her head on him. Someone just being close to someone else. Just leaning on them. Not leaning my entire human personality on my ability to stir faith from myself. Because that is what we do. I stir up some form of faith by the definition of Henny, and I try to act on that faith by leaning wholeheartedly on my own ability to stir that faith. And then when it doesn't work, I feel God didn't come through. Can you see how intensely part of being unstable the enemy is? How closely he works just to confuse and to cause a shadow on some of the truths that we are unstable. And he capitalizes on that, breaking relationships, breaking our workplace, breaking our calling, but also breaking our trust in God. Not because he's not faithful, not because he's not good, because I'm leaning my whole and my entire human personality on myself. I'm trusting faithfully in myself. This morning, God is calling us to be steadfast, leaning in faith, our whole personality on Him, in trust and confidence in His power, in His wisdom, and in His goodness. Not on my own. There are three concepts of faith, just before we end, because I felt like standing still with faith just for a moment. There's a covenantal faith, the faith that we spoke about this morning. That covenantal faith, I think I put it up there. Just go to the next slide, Melusi. Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. So the covenantal faith is a faithfulness to God alone and cooperation with Him. Why? Because He was the one that made the covenant with us. Faith as a spiritual perception, it's by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, and often when we read that by faith and not by sight, it means that nothing will make sense while we look around. But there will be some form of knowledge and experience in our hearts that's going to cause us to be safe. And that's not what the scripture says. What this scripture says is I'm allowing the faith and the wisdom of God to shape and interpret the world in a godly way. Not to interpret the world from my fleshly point of view. Not to interpret the world from my unstable point of view. But to trust God, to through His wisdom, and through leaning on Him, shape my eyes to see where is God busy with. What is God busy with? Where is God busy moving? And what is He busy defining? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. The last one is an eschatological faith. All that is hidden will be revealed when Christ returns. The righteous will be honored and rewarded, and the corrupt will be exposed and punished. Those three faith. Firstly, covenantal, faithfulness to God alone and cooperation with Him. Faith as a spiritual perception, we walk by faith and not by sight. By leaning on Him, allowing Him to define, interpreting the world in a godly way. And then eschatological faith, believing that all that is hidden will be revealed. Remember we spoke about building on the sand and building on the rock? Everything will be revealed in the end. And we spoke about how graceful God is that even now He comes and He reveals what are we building on the sand. So we can be safe now. And I want you to think this morning about the trials, the tests, and the temptations that is currently happening in your life. Is the trials, the tests, and the temptations that you are going through at this stage producing steadfastness, producing a pure faith? Or is the trials and tests actually the things that's causing the confusion and the unstable ways? The difference here lies in I know by faith that whatever I'm going through on earth was meant to produce steadfastness. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God. And if you are caught up in unstable things this morning, we're going to pray together. And if you are thinking, God, I don't have faith, can you lean on God this morning? Not pray, not ask, lean on Him. And ask yourself the following questions. Do I know the testing of my faith produces steadfastness? Do I know that with my head or do I believe it with my heart? Have I asked for God's generous wisdom? Or am I leaning on my own wisdom? What areas of my life can I currently see are unstable? And do I have confident faith in God? You don't have to answer all of them this morning, but let's respond. Let's respond. God is calling you to be steadfast. He wants to heal you of all the unstable double-mindedness. If you specifically identified with the word of almost being double-souled, not sure whether you ever made a choice to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Decide this morning with His wisdom. Holy Spirit, we pray for a fresh outpour of Your wisdom. God, give us wisdom. Your word says, Lord, if we ask, You generously give. And this morning, we don't trust our faith, we trust You. We don't trust our ability to have faith, Lord, we trust You. We lean our entire human personality on You. Holy Spirit, reveal. Will You just open your heart this morning and just receive? Just respond to Him. Just pray whatever comes up in your heart. Just speak to Him. And when you're ready, you can use the communion in your hand and we can just say, Jesus, thank You that You did everything, Lord, that I can just lean on You. You gave Your life. Your body was broken, Lord. You shed Your blood so I can be washed clean. You did everything, Lord. This morning we repent. We repent of being double-minded, Lord. We repent of being unstable, Lord. Holding on to being unstable. We let it go. Just in your own words, respond to Jesus this morning. Let's lift our voices to Him. God, for that person this morning that's still looking to the inside for faith, I pray in Jesus' name for revelation that You are the faith. God, we repent of looking to ourselves for our salvation. God, we lean on You. Pray for healing. Thank You for calling us as unstable people into being stable and steadfast in You, Jesus. If you need to respond this morning by lifting your hands and saying, Lord, see me, I'm leaning. Lift your hands. If you need to go on your knees this morning, say, Lord, I'm leaning on You. Go on your knees. Let's just respond. If you need to take a few steps in either direction where you are at, Lord, saying, Lord, I'm choosing to lean. I'm leaning, Lord. I'm leaning on You, Lord. God, we trust You for Your wisdom. We thank you that we are not blind, Lord, but we see through what you reveal and what you want us to see on earth. Shape what we see, Lord. I feel specifically there's some of you that keep that's reminded this whole time. You just want to pray, but you are being reminded of so many unstable things in your life. Will you just raise your hands in response and say, Lord, you are calling me out of being unstable. You call me into steadfastness, Lord. Just say that with me this morning. You called me into steadfastness this morning, Lord, being stable in you. Not being wavering, Lord, not being double-minded. I thank you, Jesus, that in this moment when you break being double-minded, Lord, you solve so many brokenness in this place, Lord. For some people here this morning, we have a physical illness because of being unstable, Lord. We have mental illness because of being unstable, Lord. We are again submitting our hearts to you this morning, saying, Lord, test us. Test our faith this morning, Lord. Test, Lord, so we can wholeheartedly lean our whole person on you, Jesus. Thank you that we don't lean on our power and our wisdom and our goodness. God, we lean on your power. We lean on your wisdom and we lean on your goodness. God, you give generously, with simplicity, without thinking about previous sin, and without thinking about future misuse of your goodness. God, you give. Can you say with me, I am not unstable? I am not double-minded. I lean on your goodness, on your power, and your wisdom. I lean on you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving generously. Thank you for wisdom this morning. Thank you for seeing like you see this morning, Lord. Perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, spirit, soul, and body come in alignment with what God says. Spirit, soul, and body come in alignment with what Jesus says this morning. Lord, I pray for your wisdom that when the trials and the tests come again, that I will know without the shadow of a doubt, it will produce steadfastness. Can you in your own words this morning say, Lord, help me to, when trials and tests and temptation come, to know that the testing of my faith will produce steadfastness. That is not what's causing me to be unstable. That is not what's causing me to be double-minded. Its intention is to produce steadfastness. As we just stay in prayer this morning, I'm going to end off for us. You're welcome to go grab yourself a coffee. But if you would like to pray through some forms of instability or things that just keeps on haunting you, and maybe a physical illness you're going through, mental illness you're going through, some unstable things at work or wherever, in your studies, sometimes it helps to just stand still with someone and just say, pray with me. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you that your word does not return void. Thank you that whatever you spoke this morning produces a steadfastness that we will be seeing in our lives, that we will be experiencing in our mental health, that we will be experiencing in our bodies from this moment. Thank you that every step that we take from here, Lord, will be in being stable and steadfast in you. Thank you that you keep on testing our faith, Lord, to come show us where we are not leaning our whole personality on you. And as it happens through this week, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us courage to share it also with those around us, Lord. Lord, we deal with so many unstable people. We deal with so many fearful and anxious people. So much needs, Lord, what you spoke to us about in James 1. Please give us the courage and the boldness, Lord, to go share. Share your goodness. Share your power. Share your wisdom. In Jesus' name. It was such an honor to be with you this morning. We really love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Please come out, come pray with us, go have yourself a coffee. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.